This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the Zaporizhzhia power plant amid mounting fears the fighting could trigger a catastrophe in a country still haunted by the Chernobyl disaster. The report was issued Tuesday following a visit to the plant by experts from the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency last week. It says shelling should stop immediately. A newly downgraded U.S. intelligence finding shows Russia is in the process of buying weapons from another unsavory nation for its war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration says it's a sign of Vladimir Putin's desperation.
You know, he's buying drones from Iran. Now he's got to buy artillery rounds from North Korea.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there's no indication Russia's actually bought the rounds, but information indicates it may buy a lot.
It could include literally millions of rounds.
At the Pentagon, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says it shows Moscow's having trouble sustaining its ability to fight in Ukraine.
Things are not going well on that front.
North Korea has been allying itself with Moscow over the war, but sending arms to Russia would violate UN resolutions banning the North from exporting weapons to or importing them from other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Troubled relations between regional rivals Turkey and Greece have worsened. Turkey's president on Tuesday doubled down on a thinly veiled invasion threat. Athens responded it's ready to defend its sovereignty. This is VOA News. The United States is likely to start recommending COVID-19 vaccines annually, health officials said on Tuesday, as new boosters designed to fight currently circulating variants of the coronavirus rollout. Officials said people could get the new boosters this fall or winter alongside their regular annual flu shots. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha said Tuesday the U.S. has reached an important milestone.
Barring those variant curveballs, for a large majority of Americans, we are moving to a point where a single annual COVID shot should provide a high degree of protection against serious illness all year.
Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said unless a dramatically different variant emerges, annual vaccines should offer enough protection for most people, but that some vulnerable groups might need more frequent vaccinations. Hundreds of children have died in nutrition centers across Somalia, the UN Children's Agency UNICEF said on Tuesday, a day after the global body warned that parts of the country will be hit by famine in coming months. The Horn of Africa region is facing a fifth consecutive failed rainy season. A 2011 famine in Somalia claimed more than a quarter of a million lives, most of them children. A new and worrisome school year has begun in Uvalde, Texas, the U.S. town where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers inside an elementary school in May. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Parents dropping their children off for the first day of school in Uvalde wiped away tears. Michael Martinez and Karina Camacho's 10-year-old son was one of the fourth grade survivors of the mass shooting.
I wasn't ready for him to go back to school, but he says he was.
Security was tight at Flores Elementary. Martinez says it's still not enough.
They took down all the fences around right now, so we don't have no fences.
It was the same at Uvalde Elementary.
I was scared. I didn't want to let him go.
Where Celeste Ibarra was dropping her 8- and 9-year-old daughters off.
We were promised 50 officers and so much and a big old fence.
Classes will never again be held at Robb Elementary. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the Zaporizhzhia power plant amid mounting fears the fighting could trigger a catastrophe. The report issued Tuesday following a visit to the plant by experts from the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency last week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.